Hi, I'm Patrick Delhanty. Welcome to this episode of AnimeCons TV. And in this episode, you're in for a special treat. We introduce a new member of the podcast crew. I'd like you to welcome David Majors. He is an anime fan from Detroit, and he's going to cover some of the Midwest conventions for us. On this episode, he's joined by Brandon Cooper and Petey Rave to talk about their experiences at Anime Central. And we look forward to hearing more about the Midwest conventions, because, I mean, we've got the West Coast and East Coast covered, so now we've got somebody right in the middle. And it's good to have him part of the team, and I look forward to seeing more from him. But anyway, here's DJM.
DJM here. Thanks, Patrick, for letting us talk to all of you out there in AnimeCons TV land. We went to ASIN. I'm joined by my friends Brandon Cooper, King Kaz. And my good buddy, Petey Rave. And we attended Anime Central 2014 at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont, Illinois, just outside of Chicago. Now, gentlemen, let's just get right down to it. Petey Rave, fighting out of Miami, Florida, this was your first ASIN, was it not?
Yes, it was. Definitely an interesting experience. My first anime convention, period. Though I'd been to a couple of conventions, you know, both local and, of course, the big time Dragon Con, and a couple of things here and there. ASIN was a definite new experience for me.
Awesome, awesome. So, overall, now that you've had the anime con experience, what have you got to say, Petey Rave? Do you have the bug? Do you have the itch? Is it in your system now?
I have it's stuck me. It's gotten me in its clutches. I think it's, though I don't think I've delved fully into ASIN as much as I would want to, I think I saw enough to pique my interest. I got the taste on my tongue. I'm like on the tip of my tongue.
It's making you salivate a little bit.
Yeah, make me salivate. You know, kind of give me a Pavlovian response. And yeah, it's, you know, of course the first, you know, your first con experience at any particular con is the discovery period. So all of it was discovery, but I definitely discovered a lot of fun things, a lot of fun aspects, a lot of fun new experiences. New ways, like, you know, I witnessed a panel that linked Ghost in the Shell to philosophies on existence and life and the human mind. So
shout out to Jackie Salmon for that Ghost in the Shell panel, by the way.
And shout out to me and DJM over here, because if you want to hear more about that specific panel, check out our latest episode of Shooting the Shit with Two Nerdy Black Guys over at DeltaJulietMike.com.
Kaz, sir.
Yeah.
This was your second ASIN, my sixth. Now that you've really gotten your way around the con, around the general Chicago area, as we explored and saw ASIN up close, what did you think this time around, now that you've gotten the first ASIN out of your system?
The first one was definitely a different experience, because I've always gone to the more local conventions. This was kind of, I think, probably the furthest one I've had to travel for, outside of probably going up to New York or something like that. And I love it. I really, really, really love ASIN. It's kind of become, it's starting to become maybe my main convention over Otakon, because of all the struggles Otakon is having lately.
I gotta ask you, sir, you being a native of the city of Baltimore,
yeah,
Otakon, ASIN, what are you saying?
Right now, I love Otakon, but ASIN definitely has its grassroots convention feel to it still, where it's like, at any hour of the day, stuff is still happening, whereas, like, Otakon has kind of gotten a little businessy, where it's like, yeah, all right, it is 7:30, everyone needs to move slightly to the left. Right, yes. Right this second. Okay, good, that's done. All right, you're free to go. Wait, no, you're not. It's 7:31, I need you all to move slightly forward. Once that's
done... And at
least
those things don't usually happen until after midnight.
Yes. Yeah. So,
and usually that's just the cha-cha slide. at the race.
Right. And those are fun things. But I love Otakon. Otakon will still always have a place in my heart until it moves to DC, and then I'll treat it like everything else in DC. It's either a politician or a drug dealer.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Sometimes both.
Yep. Yes. Shout out to Marion Barry.
And before we get arrested, I'm going to throw it back to AnimeCons TV. Patrick, back to you.
Love you, Pat.
Hey, thanks, DJM. It's great to finally get a report about Anime Central in the podcast. It's something we wanted to cover for years. That and Anime Expo, I think, are at the top of our list. And so we've got one down, and hopefully we'll get Anime Expo soon. Doug? But anyway, yeah, next time hopefully we'll get the video switching worked out so we can actually see you full screen and not just hidden down in the corner down there. And but yeah, definitely looking forward to hearing more about the Midwest conventions and what I'm missing out here on the West Coast and what the rest of the crew is missing on the East Coast. And speaking of the rest of the crew, Shiva will be back next week. She is doing a episode on sorting out your cosplay. So if you've ever lost a prop or you show up to a convention missing a piece, hopefully these organization tips will help you keep yourself better organized so you don't lose anything and everything's where you need it, and help keep your costume in better shape by storing it properly. And so you can look forward to that next week. And in 2 weeks, we've got a feedback episode. So make sure you leave us your feedback and any con reports from yourself or any convention tips, anything else you've got, just leave us a voicemail, 762-ADEQUITE, that's 762-233-7828, or you can email us at podcast@animecons.tv. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any of these great episodes. You can find us on iTunes or on YouTube, that's what it's called, or you can go to animecons.tv and we've got all the subscription options in there. And you can follow us on social media so you don't miss any announcement whenever there's a new episode. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, Google+, and that's it right now. But yeah, follow us on your favorite. And looking forward to seeing everybody next week with our next new episode. And thanks to DJM, King Kaz, and PD Rave for their little talk about Anime Central. I'm looking forward to seeing more from you guys. Thanks.